The more than 300,000 members of Israel's ruling Likud party are voting for a party leader. They are choosing between Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In public opinion polls, Sharon leads Netanyahu by more than 20 points. Regardless of the outcome, Likud is expected to easily win the general elections on January 28th. Earlier this month, the opposition Labour Party chose ex-General Amram Mitzna as its new leader. In sharp contrast to Sharon and Netanyahu, Mitzna advocates an immediate resumption of negotiations with the Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports that Israeli peace activists hope Mitzna will reinvigorate their cause.
Chanting "Enough occupation" and "Leave the West Bank," a busload of Israeli peace activists tried unsuccessfully to reach the West Bank town of Hebron this week to protest against the Sharon government's decision to expand Jewish settlements in the area. After their bus was stopped at an Israeli roadblock, the activists tried to proceed on foot, but they were blocked by Israeli police. After a few scuffles and the arrest of two demonstrators, the activists gave up and returned to Jerusalem. Support for Israel's peace camp has dropped considerably during the past 2 years of Israeli-Palestinian violence. But now there's hope that the election of Amram Mitzna as Labour Party head will re-energize the movement. Janet Aviad, a longtime peace activist, says she could already sense a change during last week's Labour Party primary.
The day of the elections, you could feel it in the air, and since that day, you've had a really big revival of voluntarism, both within extra-parliamentary peace activities and within the Labour Party. He's perceived as providing new hope, and therefore it mobilizes people.
At a news conference this week, Mitzna said that peace is a strategic interest for Israel. He charged that Prime Minister Sharon has done nothing to move Israelis and Palestinians towards an agreement. Mitzna said he is offering an alternative to the current violence, disengagement from the Palestinians, either by a negotiated agreement or unilaterally.
I bring a new hope, and I hope that this new hope, new positive horizons, will drive also the Palestinians to take steps, to do something, to stop terrorism. Enough is enough. We have to stop the bloodshed and sit to negotiate, to talk.
He said those negotiations should be restarted immediately, even if Palestinian attacks on Israelis continue.
We don't have any other choice. Despite the terrorism, despite the victims, there is no choice. We have to speak with our enemies. We have to call our enemies to take responsibility. We have to call the Palestinians to understand that they don't have any other choice either.
Some in Labour fear Mitzna's dovish positions, which place him squarely to the left of center on the Israeli political map, make him unelectable. Labour Party Knesset member Tzali Reshef says it will be almost impossible for Mitzna to beat Sharon in the upcoming election.
The real test is going to be in the next 2 months. We will see how the public is accepting him. I think that the campaign against Sharon is going to be a very difficult one, especially that Sharon is going to present again views which are going to look as if they are peaceful views. So it's not going to be easy.
Despite overwhelming support for Sharon, polls show most Israelis favor a return to negotiations with the Palestinians and a Palestinian state. Activists in the Israeli peace camp hope that this support will translate into a victory for Amram Mitzna, if not in January's election, then in the next one. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.